This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday in the Republican effort to strike down the Affordable Care Act health care law. At the center of the case is the requirement in the 2010 law for most people to have a minimum level of health insurance or face a financial penalty. A group of states is leading the current charge to dismantle the health care law, commonly known as Obamacare. They argue that the mandate for individuals to purchase health coverage is unconstitutional and that without that provision, the entire Affordable Care Act must be struck down. The court is expected to issue its ruling in the case by late June or early July. If the court strikes down the law, up to 20 million people could lose their health care coverage. In Washington, U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says if pharmaceutical company Pfizer submits its interim COVID-19 vaccine to health regulators as quickly as expected, the U.S. government now expects to begin vaccinations in December. Pfizer on Monday said the vaccine it has been developing was 90% effective against COVID-19. Azar says he anticipates more vaccines from other companies soon. The news comes as the U.S. surpasses 10 million total COVID-19 cases, including more than 100,000 new cases on Monday. COVID-19 infections have spiked in other parts of the world, including in Europe, where some governments have instituted lockdown measures to slow the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of confirmed cases is more than 50 million, with 1.2 million deaths. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.